In Kenya, voters go to the polls tomorrow to say yes or no to a new constitution. It's the first national vote since December 2007, when a disputed presidential election sparked tribal clashes that killed more than 1,000 people. The new charter aims to address some of the issues that sparked the violence, as Peter Gresta reports from Nairobi.
More like a victory party than a campaign rally, one of the final marches for the Yes campaign makes its way through the streets of Nairobi, a sea of green, their signature colour. At the rally, the Yes campaign's cheerleader-in-chief, Prime Minister Raila Odinga, compares the struggle to a soccer match. First, the ball goes to Vice President Kalonzo Musyoka, who passes it to the Deputy Prime Minister Mudavadi. He sends it forward to Odinga himself, who passes it to President Mwai Kibaki. He shoots and scores. Opinion polls give the Yes campaign a 2-1 lead ahead of their rivals, who believe the new constitution will plunge the country back into the dark days of tribal violence. Maina Njoroge was at the rally.
We have been yearning for the constitution for the last 40 years since independence. This is our time now.
The constitution is the centerpiece of an agreement that ended the last round of tribal violence that erupted after general elections more than 2 years ago. Then more than 1,000 people died and 100 more were forced from their homes. The constitution radically restructures the way power is distributed and tackles some of the issues at the heart of that crisis. The No campaigners say it'll make things worse, not better. One of the key issues, a controversial clause that says abortion is allowed only if the mother's life is in danger, but that opponents say clears the way for abortion on demand. Another is the role that foreign governments, including the United States, have played in supporting the constitution. Ambassador Michael Ranneberger says the US is interested in the process, not the outcome. But at a no rally, festooned with the colour red, a speaker, Wilson Njegi, said it amounts to meddling.
We love the Americans, but we don't want the Americans to interfere with the welfare and the affairs of this nation, because we are a free nation.
But the most sensitive issue of all is land. The Constitution establishes a land commission that its authors say will take back land stolen under previous governments and deal with sensitive tribal disputes. But it's just that use of tribe as a defining element of land ownership that opponents argue will create a crisis. Anti-corruption campaigner John Githongo believes the problem is most acute in two key provinces that have seen large numbers of settlers from other ethnic groups,
leading to tensions around land that are quite unique and easily manipulable for political purposes, and is where politics can be militarized very quickly.
And that's what has some observers worried. The political interests, rather than individuals, may drive the country back to violence. Even so, the political temperature is nowhere near what it was during the last elections, and analyst Kwamchetsi Makoke senses a new and hopeful spirit of compromise.
We are not necessarily having a revolution, as it were, but everybody is willing to come to a negotiated middle ground, and everybody is giving and taking.
For all the momentum the Green Yes campaign seems to have, it may be that the pollsters are talking to people that Kenyans call watermelons. Green on the outside, red on the inside. People who publicly voice support for the new charter, but who may vote no in the privacy of the ballot booth. For NPR News, I'm Peter Gresta in Nairobi.
You're listening to All Things Considered.